proclamation number 8890 dated the December 5th, 1964. How long did Christ's doctrine remain pure? I draw those of you close to me who want to be addressed by me, who have questions bothering you which only I can answer for you. Many a time one question has been asked. How long did Christ's doctrine remain pure and what caused it to become contaminated? And I have always taught you such that it remained pure for as long as the direct working of my spirit was possible. However, when people of unawakened spirit took the lead, people who could not be taught by me directly, in whom my spirit simply could not work any longer, then, understandably, it had to change. The first disciples, as well as their successors, were still in close contact with me. They were still influenced by my crucifixion, for although quite some time had passed afterwards, it was nevertheless a powerful event which my first disciples testified, so that they found numerous followers who adopted the divine doctrine of love and also endeavored to live a life of love, who thereby accepted the faith in the divine Redeemer and also attained the awakening of their spirit. While this was the case, my doctrine remained pure, their faith was alive, and my first disciples were able to keep educating apostles and sending them out into the world with the task of proclaiming the gospel of love. And every messenger was under my direct influence. He only ever passed on what the voice of the Spirit within him told him, what he had to say, because he was filled with the Spirit of God. The dilution of my teaching did not suddenly take place either. One thing followed another as someone or other was unsuited for a ministry but appointed himself to fill it. I was elected by those who were also spiritually unawakened. In due course, the initially small communities grew into larger organizations which, in turn, were answerable to someone more powerful who elevated himself to this position because he possessed knowledge which other brothers lacked, but which could not be called spiritual knowledge. Thus a structure began to appear which, in the beginning, was still managed by good people but which took on ever worldlier forms, who certainly saw their task in spreading the gospel but simultaneously also pursued earthly objectives, for they no longer possess the characteristic of my church, inner enlightenment through the Spirit, so that they eventually only observed the dead letter but were no longer able to demonstrate a living faith. The church which I myself founded on earth has not changed. Even today it is still made up of those who believe in me with a living faith and in whom my spirit can be active, whom I can therefore guide in their thoughts so that their thinking is always right and they have a living bond with me. This church has weathered all times. It survived in the midst of large organizations because its members were from all confessions and they were alive in their thoughts, determination and actions. Therefore, no time can be specified as to how long it remained pure. For time and again I say to you that I only consider those people to be members of my church who know themselves to be close to me, who live in constant union with me, who believe in me and with whom I can therefore speak through the Spirit. And everywhere, in all denominations, there have been people who are very close to me. I was able to reveal myself far and wide and guide them into profound knowledge. Yet whether they were acknowledged as true vessels for divine revelations depended upon the spiritual state of those who considered themselves leaders and who were already considerably distant from the truth. The number of my true disciples has also shrunk considerably, and even today I send them out to preach the gospel to the nations. The gospel of love, because only through love can people prove that they belong to me, to my church, because then my spirit will be able to be active within them, which is the surest sign of it. But only they will acquire the kingdom of heaven, Only to them can I convey the truth and reveal my plan of eternity. For far more important things are at stake than just the observance of church traditions and performances, which are of no value whatsoever for the progress of the human soul. It concerns the life of the soul, which it can only achieve through loving actions and a living faith. To make this known to their fellow human beings was the only task I gave to my first disciples. And I accepted everyone into my church who observed these commandments, and even today the same commandment is still valid: love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Single quote. Amen.